be fine after being rescued from the Gulf of Mexico. Coast Guard says a crew from St. Petersburg found the 22-year-old in the water Saturday. He spent about 8 hours waiting for help. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Millions protect their homes from power outages with Generac Home Standby Generators. Would you like to be part of this lucrative industry? Generator Supercenter, the nation's number one Generac generator dealer, has limited franchise opportunities in your area. Learn more at GeneratorFranchise.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some colder temperatures again today. High temperatures around 45, 46 degrees. Along with that, clouds with scattered showers. Tonight, scattered showers and a little bit of mixed rain and snow showers in the higher elevations. Low temperatures dropping down to about 35. For Tuesday, we'll start the morning out with a mixed rain and snow showers. Then things will start to warm up and scattered showers. High temperatures around 50, 51. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures down to a crisp 34. For Wednesday, clouds with scattered showers, highs around 49.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McCilley and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life flat. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everyone. Over the past 20 years, I bet you can't even count how many times and how many shows we have done that talked about, addressed, or attempted to address the issue that we have, which was an issue. It's not an issue anymore. It is a serious, serious problem. And that has to do with what we're doing to our earth and what we're doing to our earth with plastics. You've heard us talk about it. You've heard us explain that unlike pretty much anything else, doesn't go away. Today, joining me here today is someone that is equally passionate and purposeful, a social entrepreneur, CEO of True Earth. And this is a conversation that has to do with what's the state of affairs today and what is Brad Liske doing about it. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know, when I started this 20 years ago, I was kind of hoping I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today in a situation that's worse than it was 20 years ago. I was really hoping it.
Yeah. Well, at least it's happening. It could be, you know, a year from now, but it's happening now. So we'll take that win.
Let's take that win. You know, I mean, there probably are quite a few wins, but from where you sit, there are some questions that I know you wake up with. I know I wake up with. I grew up on the East Coast, and I absolutely understand what it's like to completely pollute the beaches of New Jersey and to do it in a way that's just hardly recognizable. I want to ask you from where you sit, tell me about how would you describe where we are today?
You know, I'm an optimist at heart. So, you know, we're at the beginning of a solution is where we're at today. So I think we do have a problem, and I'm glad it's not an issue. As you said, it's a problem. You know, in that the latest Greenpeace report shows that only 5% of the plastic that we generate is actually recycled. That means that 95% of it ends up in landfills, oceans, even the air we breathe. And it stays around for hundreds of years. There's a stat that rattles me to the core and is part of my mind shift every day, is that every 3 minutes, plastic pollution, the weight of a humpback whale is dumped into the ocean. Every 3 minutes of every day. And that's what gets me up in the morning.
Mm. You know, one of the things, too, that I think that if you and I was sitting down at a conversation, you know, I think we both had to have our own level of awakening. Mine was stepping on a hypodermic needle on the Jersey Shore place that I yet, right? And a place that I love to go frequently. And that was the turning point for me. But as an optimist, I am too. I want to talk to you about, you know, what the effort is that you all are doing. And let's talk about what we are optimistic about, if we could, for a minute, Brad.
Absolutely. We have a saying here at True Earth, and that it'll take many small hinges to swing this very big door. And each one of us can be a hinge on that door, and we can take that first step in our own homes. So we can simply choose products without plastic packaging. For example, you know, we launched our company with our zero waste True Earth laundry detergent that didn't have plastic packaging, but our recent innovation was the dishwashing detergent. So we produced a tablet with no plastic packaging and none of that little individual wrapping. So those innovations, and there's other companies being generated, being created now, other entrepreneurs that are bringing things to market to bring us that hope that we need.
You know, this is really, I want to talk about this for a minute because the solution to me sounds so easy. But of course, we understand the economic and the monetary impact of the way we develop products here in not just the United States, but in the world. I mean, I know we are really focusing a minute on the United States and Canada, perhaps. But when we look at the conditions in other countries who don't have this level of awareness that we've had for multiple decades, the situation is even a little bit more grim. But we do live in the world of solutions. I mean, look at us. Look at the innovations we're creating. What is it going to take for us to move the needle a little bit to say, wait a minute, you can still create profits and you can still treat the earth kindly?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in kind of an intersectionality between social responsibility, environmentalism, and capitalism, that it is in that heart of where those three connect that will make the most change. And I think there's a reality that's coming, and we're living proof that an organization can thrive. We're one of the fastest growing companies, you know, in the last 4 years because people are wanting to make a change. They actually want to live a more sustainable life. So all we did was facilitate that with one easy product in one room, and then another room and another room and another room as time went on. But the reality is we just want to give people an easy-to-use, effective way to help save the planet. And that's the key, is that you got to get over this easy-to-use and effective. Once you're over that hump, the rest becomes easy.
There's absolutely no question about that. I mean, we've seen that across the board. You know, once upon a time, everything was in plastic. Now we're seeing things in the grocery store, you know, not put in plastic. I mean, it's a fascinating world we're living in. I really want us to accelerate this. Let's do this. What is the best way for people to find out more about what you're doing and what your organization is doing?
Yeah, I guess the easiest way is through the website at true.earth, which is TRU.earth. Mm-hmm. There you can sign up for the True Change newsletter for a real deep dive on environmental issues, or just read the blog that's on the site. Our products are in 6,000 retail locations across the country, and you can join the movement that's happening in social media. I think it's going to take more and more people in the conversation. We're fortunate that in 4 years, we're in 78 countries already and are continuing to grow. This movement has really taken on, and being a part of it is what we need to do as citizens.
I want to talk to you about the impact of this and some of the misunderstandings. It's misunderstanding. I was part of, believe it or not, the state of New Jersey was one of the first to lead the way with recycling. And how do I know that?
Yes.
We had to create a campaign in the company I work for that the state took on. And we did it in a fun way. For paper recycling, we created the purple paper eater. I know, you got to laugh a little bit
okay.
with it.
Yeah.
You got to laugh. But think about it. You're in corporate America, and you're telling people in businesses and research facilities they have to recycle. And if you don't find an innovative way, you're out of the game. But here's where we are today, and I was shocked. The many times I visited the state of Hawaii, and they didn't have recycle. And I don't think the public knows that there are so many, many places that don't even recycle. I mean, that's the shocker for me.
Yeah, I think that's part of that Greenpeace report. If somebody really wants to drill in, they should read that. Mm-hmm. But just because the plastic has an emblem and a number doesn't mean it's recyclable. Because each one of those numbers means something different. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that is even if you have a bottle that is recyclable, but your community doesn't have a recycling facility to accept it, doesn't matter. So, and that's the problem. And it's not just in the U.S. It is a global problem. This is something that that's why recycling, unfortunately, is not our answer. The only answer is to not create the single-use plastic in the first place. It seems so logical, but we didn't, as I said, we didn't need that plastic 5 decades ago.
No. And you see, this is what I love about this. And thank you for taking it. I know you're gonna take off in a minute here. But that is the solution. You know, we are so filled with innovation that, and you nailed it. You know, as somebody in the household, right, if you're listening to this, you're going to be looking for ease of use, especially if you are also conscious of treating the earth kindly. But if you can check off your list, oh, this is easy to use, oh, this is easy to get, then all of the objections around that are removed off the table. And isn't that really what you stepped out of the gate and have done? You've removed those objections that most buyers, and I'm going to say women for the moment, but most buyers are like, oh, my gosh, it's so hard. Really? I have to do that. Didn't you remove that objection?
Yeah, and I think that is, and we want to be change makers. We all do, but it is starting. We're busy. We get it. So this is an easier way of doing things. It becomes one of those, really, this is that easy? And that's why you got to try it. And that's why we got people, you know, we have a money-back guarantee. Just go to the site and try it. In worst case, you don't like it, you call us up and we'll give you your money back. You know, this is not difficult. We've taken that objection away, too. You just got to try it.
Yeah. I want to ask you this last question. I wish I could be inside your mind, but I would love to get a sense of you. I wish I could. I know that sounded a little invasive, didn't it? But I really want to know what's in there for the vision, for the future. Where you sit today, you've created really game changers, but where do you see you all wanting to go?
Yeah, and it's scary inside my mind, so I wouldn't want to in there. I have a dream, and that is when we open the doors underneath the kitchen sink or in the laundry room or in the bathroom, you don't see any plastic. That's when I know we've moved our way forward. I will not stop until we have eradicated single-use plastic in the house. That is my mission. That is why I wake up every day, and that it is in that hope that we can all change the world.
Wow. I have one last question. Again, please give out your website. I'd love to know your personal message, and thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, well, it's so great to be here. So, again, TRU.earth. Is the best place to go, and really our critical cause is to make true lasting change that helps save the planet. So if you give it a try, you will be part of the change makers, and we're all change makers.
Thank you, Brad. I want to just say something to all of you listening. The next time you go to grab something off the shelf or your grocery store, I just want you to think a minute. Just take a minute, just one little minute, just like stop, hit the pause button and ask yourself, is there something else I can buy to substitute for this thing that's in plastic? And the only reason I'm saying that to you is we didn't even get into the effects of plastic today. We're just trying to talk to you about the plastic problem. We're going to have to do a whole nother show about that conversation. Brad, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Hey, everybody, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
everybody, welcome. I want to introduce you to someone. You all know me. You know I've been doing this show for 20 years. You know I've had my own journey in health and health challenges. You also know I come from a multicultural background, my own ethnicity as well. But what don't you know? Here's what you don't know. Or maybe you do know. There is a disparity that we are not talking about. And you all have heard me talk about it multiple times, especially back when I was an advocate in the 80s for HIV and AIDS. But here's the new thing to think about. Did you know that we may be experiencing a gap? And the gap that I'm talking about is equity in healthcare. Now, how do you close the gap? That's why I've got Dr. Robert A. Wynn joining me here today, director of Virginia Commonwealth University Massey Cancer Center, joining me today. He's a leader in this field. And what is he a leader in? He's a leader in promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in the oncology workforce, optimizing cancer healthcare outcomes for all people. This is now at the core. Because if you want to eradicate disparity, you have to find at the very nature, the core essence of where it may start. Today, a game-changing program that aims to create diversity in clinical trials. And if you are not doing it in clinical trials, I don't know how the heck you actually do it in reality. Dr. Wynn, it's great to have you here.
Oh, my God. It's so good to be with you. And thank you for just shedding light on this issue, and just thank you for what you have been doing over the last 20 years. Appreciate you.
I have to tell you, thank you for educating and informing us, because somehow you must have been touched, your heart must have been touched very deeply, because you are at what we call the root of something like this. And I want to ask you about this. In order for you to be and take on what you've taken on and these trials and what you've done here, this award program is phenomenal. I want to know what touched your heart. What have you seen over the years in your practice that really brings this call to action in an urgency state?
I'm glad that you brought up my two favorite words. Action, call to action, and urgency.
Yeah,
so the basic premise of this was that the motivation for this was that it was clear to me, or it became clear to me over time, that people actually don't even know what a clinical trial was. So
that's
let
right.
me just break it down into plain English. In cancer, when you have met the end of the standard of care, whether that's the standard chemotherapy or the standard of care at that moment, and there is nothing else, the standard of care in the 21st century is access to clinical trials. In fact, people get it confused that clinical trials these days, particularly in the oncology space and others, is an experimentation as opposed to an extension of care. And this program was created to take that message head on, not to the academics, not to other clinicians, but to take that information head on to our communities so that they may benefit from the power of science as opposed to being afraid of it.
Yeah. And, let's thank you for that, because we have to start at a place where we're explaining things, right? I know I've done this multiple times, especially my own illness really brought a lot of things to light. But I want to ask you this. There's a disparity that I do not think people understand. And I think what I want to share is some of the numbers, some of the statistics. We need to have clinical trials that literally reflect the makeup in the United States. And I think we're so far off from that, but maybe that's just me, Dr. Wynn.
Oh, no, you are spot on. And by the way, I want to actually bring this to I want to take it up a notch and say that this is not just an issue of African Americans and Latinos. It turns out if you close your eyes and you map rural white communities, you couldn't tell them apart from the poor outcomes as African-American communities. In fact, in prostate cancer, not only is it ridiculous that prostate cancer, which is treatable, that African-American men still have a 3 times more worse outcomes than everyone else, but if you look closely, you can go to your rural and frontier areas and see as equally a disturbing amount of people not on trials and having poor outcomes from their disease. And so the funny part about, as I talk about disparities in equity, is that when I say equity, I mean equity for all, for Black or Latino. But actually, interesting enough, as when we think about the West, most of us think that in the frontier and the rural areas, they're doing fine. The numbers do not lie, and they do not actually say that those communities are doing fine. They're doing very poorly, and I think that the power is, how do we get the power of science to impact not just some of the people who get to the academic centers, but can get to any center? That's my goal.
Yeah, and, you know, you're so right. I mean, look, maybe time for another show we can talk about this, but one of the benefits that came out of the opioid expose was the look at where the use was and to shine the light, which was very shocking for some people, Dr. Nguyen, to find out that, wait a minute, when you go down to the South, where my family's from, when you go down the South and you start to look at some of the numbers coming out of there, we weren't just talking about what most people expected to see. We were talking about the populations that you just mentioned. But this is what you're doing. You are here now today to say, wait a minute, we've got a solution. This is not an illusion to have a beautifully equitable health system and trial system. That's not fantasy land. You're actually doing something to make it happen. Tell us about that if you could.
Oh, I love that. I've been saying that the future is here. And hopefully I'll get everybody to actually recognize it. First of all, what we're doing with this program is that we're flipping the script in that we're not just allowing a brilliant scientist to come up with a molecule that then becomes a medicine that then takes it to a trial. We're challenging that model. We're saying that that model is good, but when people can't get to you, your clinical trial does no good. What would actually happen if we took that same brilliant trialist and we not only trained them how to design the best trials and implement, but what would actually happen if we taught them how to engage with the community early as they were designing their trials to make it more accessible so that they would understand the challenges of, sounds like a good idea, but this community will have this challenge. How do you address the challenge to make it easier for people to get on their clinical trials? What if we actually had the next generation of clinical trialists who understood that even in poor rural communities of color, that there were assets and how to better leverage the assets to be more effective in our communication strategy so that we got more people accessible and access to these trials? That could be a game changer, and that is what we're doing.
Yeah, I love that you brought this up because one of the things that is so important to remember is that we can enter a gateway of looking at a group of people, and we do that. You know that. I know that. And what we can do is we can look at them as if there is nothing beneficial. But you and I both know, and I know this, I'm alive today because of what I learned growing up in the projects. I'm just saying.
Come on now.
This is what I'm trying to say. We have to find out and understand the subcultures that we live in and look at the beauty and the benefits they bring and understand. For example, there's nothing more collective than you see in both the African-American and the Latino community. I mean, the collective culture in the United States, which is known to be individualistic, but this is what you're doing, aren't you? You're not doing a one-size-fits-all, right?
That's right. And in fact, one of the other things we're not doing, many people talk about bringing agency to communities. You can't bring agency to communities that already have it. I always say that the communities that we want to work with and that we want to impact already have power. What they lack is the knowledge that we have, in part because we've been very ineffective of getting the message out to them. So programs like this and programs like the Robert A. Wynn University and Clinical Trials Scholars is now attempting to break down that last barrier that says it ain't good enough to be smart. You have to be smart and be able to communicate in the language of the people effectively if we really think that our science is going to have the best impact. And training the next generation of young people, I wish you could see these folks. They are so just excited about how we can bring the science, how we can bring trials, and how we can bring in the community at the very beginning to ensure that their trials are doing what it's supposed to do. It's just been the best experience.
And, you know, I have to thank you again because you're out in the forefront of this. Now, I want to take a minute, and I want to let folks know, one, how do they support what you're doing, if we could, Dr. Nguyen, and how do they get involved? How do they find out more information? Because, you know, this has got to be about paying it forward. You know, one of the things I've learned about communication in this arena for 20 years is that you pay things forward, and one of the most important things to pay forward is information. How do we find out more?
Absolutely. The easiest way would be if you go to your telephone or you go to your laptop, if you put in Robert A. Nguyen, W-I-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Diversity in Clinical Trials, you'll pull up the webpage and you'll be able to start your journey. The other thing I'm really excited about is that in my lifetime, I'm a witness to understanding that there are more people living with cancer now than dying from it, and I'm a witness to understanding that there are women that we would have given up for dead 20 years ago with advanced stage, for example, breast cancers, who are here today as a result of these trials, not just surviving, but literally thriving. And in fact, I'm hopeful that not only our clinicians, our medical students, but other people within our communities also want to participate in figuring out how to find out more and how we can work together in making sure that we can give the message that there is hope. And that hope does exist in clinical trials.
Dr. Nguyen, I want to thank you. And, you know, look, I am keeping a really solid eye on this because I know what you are onto right here. I know what you are onto is going to really close that gap that I mentioned. I know it because we're now getting at the root of the root of the root. And when you get people excited, like you are with these, you know, this next generation, when you get people this excited, what you do is you imprint in their heart, and then their knowledge, their intellect, and their science combines with that to create the next level innovators that understand the hearts of other people. I cannot thank you enough for that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I am super excited about what you do in bringing information to our communities in a consistent basis, and actually pushing us. One of the things I've said to someone is that this program is the first step in not building trust with the community so much as it is building trustworthiness within our institution so we could, in the future, actually have a shot at really building a solid, more solid foundation with our community with trust.
Wow. Dr. Nguyen, give out that website one more time, and thank you again.
Yep. You can go to Robert A. Nguyen, W-I-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Diversity in Clinical Trials. You look that up, that'll take you to the webpage, and you'll be off and running to a lot of, we hope, wonderful information.
I love it. Dr. Nguyen, thank you so much. And for all of you out there, there is so much more. Please go and visit this. I want to ask you to pass it on, pay it forward. Please, those of you out there that are connected to the universities, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, please make this a priority, pay it forward, and let's see if we can all together close the gap. Dr. Nguyen, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening. But are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. If you're like me, well, if you're any part of a Sagittarian, you are itching to do some traveling. And so what does that look like? Jillian Marks is joining me here today, Media Relationships, Newfoundland and Labrador Tourism. Now let's talk about this for a minute, because what does it mean to take a look at places so beautiful, and for those of you in the United States, so close? And what is it that we don't know about the beauty of what Jillian's going to talk about? Because we are looking for places to go to not just shift our perspective right now, but to literally take us on an adventure. And Jillian, isn't this what you're talking about today? And boy, don't you have the funnest job.
Absolutely. I absolutely do. I keep bragging that I have the best job in government in Newfoundland and Labrador, that's for sure, in terms of communications. It's really interesting that you open that way, because I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, travelers are looking for a little bit of a shift, and they're looking for things that feed their soul again, that change them in some way, and that can leave a lingering great feeling. And Newfoundland and Labrador is definitely that kind of destination. There is so many things you can do that are these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, that there's no question it will linger with you for years to come.
And, you know, this is what's so exciting about talking with you today. These are two amazing places that we don't talk about enough. They're kind of like your best-kept secret, sort of. But people are really looking to create memories, and these are two places that will help them do that. Tell us a little bit about the memories that you can think of from these places for yourself.
Oh, what a great question. Well, you know, I've been doing this job a long time, and so I raised my family doing this. I have two boys who are in their 20s now, and one of the things I did was I tried to get them around to as many places in this province so that they could experience it and know how amazing it is. There's no question, going into the fjord, Western Brook Pond, this is a freshwater fjord. This is glacial water. The cliffs are surrounding you thousands of feet high, and it is absolutely stunning. And there's waterfalls there. And, you know, we learned that the water turnover is very slow, so it might take 10 years for that to happen, and therefore the water is really cold and not much lives in it. But it's absolutely stunning, and this would rival anything you'd see in Norway. The Lance Meadows is the only authenticated Viking settlement in North America at the tip of the northern peninsula on the island portion of Newfoundland and Labrador. And it's one of those places where when you walk onto that land, you know that there have been generations of people, and there's a sort of an intrinsic intelligence about the place. It is rather barren, but this is where Leif Erikson made landfall and stayed for about 10 years in this area. And it's really magnificent, and then right next door is Norstedt, which is sort of more of a family-friendly port of call, Viking port of call. So user-friendly type of thing where you kind of see what was going on. But this this archaeological site is really very profound. Those sorts of things. I've gone caving. I've actually gone snowmobiling in that area way up on the cliffs and looked down into that fjord and realized that, you know, I'm just a little speck on this planet, and it's quite a humbling moment in your life. And I've kind of gotten past personal fears, even, and doing them anyway. And I feel like I've grown as a person as a result. Mm. It is a really fantastic place to grow as a person.
I want to tell you, for those of you just tuning in, Jillian Marks joining me here today, responsible responsible for getting the message out to all of us, Newfoundland, Labrador. And this is what I want to say to everybody listening. We're talking about North America. I just want to be clear, because for a moment, if you were listening, you were thinking it was someplace else. It's not. It's literally in our backyard. And what I love about what you said, if we can just touch on it for a minute, not only are there historical, momentous events you can have, adventures you can have. I love that you, I mean, you brought up caving. Oh my goodness, right? But there's something here for families. And that's so important to talk about for a minute. It's an experience that whether you're traveling and you're a trekker like some of my friends who just want to climb and do things, or you want to have an experience with your family because you really haven't been able to do that for a couple of years. This is so beautiful. And it has thousands of years of history, correct?
Absolutely. There's an archaeological site here that dates back 7,500 years. There's an indigenous child buried there. 9,000 years of human history. And the thing is that there are varying degrees of anything. So, for instance, hiking, there's 300 different trails that you can hike on in all parts of the province. And Newfoundland is the island, and Labrador is the mainland portion.
Yeah.
And so you can do things that are leisurely and easy and still is stunning and beautiful, and you can watch whales dance while you're doing that. You can challenge yourself a little more with other, like the Damnable Trail in central Newfoundland. But you can go to Gros Morne, and again, you can do the long-range traverse. Depends on what you're interested in. And there are things in Gros Morne National Park, which is 50 years old this year, that everybody can do. Like, so there's the Tableland Mountains that are a part, that are geological wonder. They're the Earth's mantle at the surface, about 2,000 feet above sea level. So just imagine, as a child, climbing what looks like Mars to the top of the bottom of the Earth. It's crazy, and there's carnivorous plants there. So you almost feel like you could see a dinosaur walk out at any moment. But then there's a beautiful little writers' festival that happens right there in that area in Woody Point. That's 20 years old this year. So you can do these really magnificent readings by international authors. There's great music always to play. And then there's also a great hike. So Writers in the Woods is this wonderful hike where you go along with the author and a musician, and right in the middle of nature, you get this magnificent experience. And it's all right on the water. So there's boat tours. You can do Experience Mekapisk, which is Gros Morne Adventures, right on the west coast. You can do a little boat tour in a Zodiac. You can do some hiking and cooking, and it's really great. It's very interactive. I've heard it's a great experience for children, and it's an indigenous experience. There's so much to learn from our indigenous cultures.
Yeah. You know what I'm struck by? Having moved to the Pacific Northwest in 1994, I'm really struck by the discovery I made here, which was certainly not as vividly visual as you described. You know, we don't have the mantle of the Earth showing that I know of. But the whole idea to be traveling around, you know that there is an island that can give you such adventure, and to know that there's still, like we say, a mainland or a shoreland, you know, where you can do other things. This is very special. And, you know, based on every survey we've taken, people are looking for this. They're looking for beauty and nature and connection. They really are looking for this now. Now, look, how do we find out more? I mean, those people that are listening that are thinking, let's give us a website. How do we book our trip?
So NewfoundlandLabrador.com is a great website. The help desk is there for any of the questions you might have. We have 1-800-563-NFLD if you'd like to speak to somebody, a travel counselor. And just know that we are on your doorstep. This is Canada, and we're very close by, but we're the most easterly point in Canada. So we have this really unique culture and experience. I mean, there's all different kinds of dialects that you'll hear in different places you go. So it seems like it's this international experience, but it's right on your doorstep. And, of course, Labrador is even larger in terms of a landmass.
Yeah.
With only 30,000 people there, but it is accessible. The South Coast is quite accessible. And you can drive now called Expedition 51, the Trans-Labrador Highway is finally paved. It's a long drive, but you can do it.
But isn't that part of the adventure that people are looking for? I mean, you know, what you just described is absolutely beautiful. And I just want to mention for those of you that are just texting me, yes, you don't spell it Finland, you spell it found, F-O-U-N-D. Just want to be clear when you go to look at it, it's pronounced differently, but when you look for it, it's N-E-W-F-O-U-N-D-L-A-N-D and Labrador.com.
Right. And it's pronounced similar to understand Newfoundland.
Good. Look, I got a couple more questions for you before you pop off. You've done a lot to make this travel off the beaten path, so to speak, and discovery of these two amazing places. There's been a lot done to really open up the doors, you know, and really what I mean is, you know, come home to Canada, open up the doors, so to speak. And now you've opened up your doors to two of the most spectacular experiences one can imagine. When you think about this, Jillian, from where you sit, and you've seen it, you've lived there, what inspires you most about thinking of the people that will come and explore your beautiful land?
I think about the people. I really, we have really made a push to do mindfulness and having the access to the Newfoundland and Labrador mindset here. And that is really all about the people you're going to meet. So you can go for a hike, or you can go to eat, or you can have a boil up on the beach. You can do all these magnificent things, but you do them with people. And the people in Newfoundland and Labrador are so excited to share what this special place has to offer. And usually it's just being, and that mindfulness that we are longing for now. So the scent of the ocean as you sit there, maybe the crackle of the fire, and the freshest codfish right off a pan sitting outside, or the best cup of tea you've ever tasted. The people here will make all the difference. And if you take that time and talk to the people, you will all of a sudden realize that you're part of a greater community, and that connection that we missed so much over the past few years.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you mentioned codfish. My experience, my visit and experience many years ago, when we say codfish, we have such an understated view of what that is compared to what you just said. There's nothing like it. Fresh, unbelievably fresh. I mean, melt in your mouth kind of fresh. But that's one experience of the way you all live, because the way you all live is, you know, clean air, beautiful living, people, community. You know, this is what we are all really hungry for again. I cannot thank you enough for opening up your doors and, you know, letting us take a glimpse at what has been what I consider one of the best known secrets around. I mean, it's exciting to know that you're talking about it.
It was a pleasure chatting with you, and we'd love for you all to come up and visit and experience it for yourselves. The doors open.
And I must mention one more thing. You briefly touched upon it, the forest. The forest experience. Oh, my goodness.
So we have this landmass here. It's about the same size as Japan. We have 18,000 miles of coastline, but most of it is coastally settled. So the mindset, on the weekends, we go in the woods. We've done it our whole lives. And the thing is that it's just walking in the woods and recognizing the earth under your feet and the smell in the air or the sound of the birds. I mean, that is going in the woods. Some people call it forest bathing.
Yeah.
But this is access to nature, and it's all around you. It's so accessible. I can literally leave my house or the office, and in 10 minutes, I'm walking in the woods. Yeah. And it's quiet and beautiful, and it's safe, and the clean air, and the fresh. It's just it's a really accessible experience that you can have here. And nature, we got to get back to nature. We're desperate for it. Mother Earth knows, and we've got nature in spades here. I mean, you can sit on the shores in June here, Dr. Pat, and see 10,000-year-old icebergs drift south and the largest concentration of humpback whales migrate north. Yeah. It's really one of nature's playground here.
I love it. Julianne, one last question. What's your personal message? Thank you so much. What would you like to leave us with today?
We want you to come visit us. We want you to come and meet the people. We want you to experience the beauty of nature, and we want you to feel like you're part of something really special here and have those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that will always linger with you. So come visit the Kettle Zone.
Thank you so much, everybody. I'm telling you, come home to Canada. This is these are two amazing places. Plenty of time to plan your trip. Plenty of time to find out the adventures. Julianne, thank you so much. For those of you out there, let me say it again. It's NewfoundlandandLabrador.com. Please check it out. There's a lot more than we've talked about today. And make sure you plan the adventure of a lifetime. Say hi to Julianne when you get there. We'll see you all. Let's take a short break. I want to bring us into our inner space and bring in the energies that I've built here in this meditation. You notice that I have roses here. Well, for the past 2 months or so, I've been working with the rose energy, the energy of Mother Mary, which is being able to bring love to any situation. And that's the pink of the rose petals. We have obsidian here. You can see its reflective surface. This is a piece of gold obsidian. You see how it kind of shimmers a bit gold-like. We're going to take this time to enter our own personal underworld, the shadow sides of ourselves, and drop ourselves in. We're going to go through this portal using obsidian, surrounded by the beautiful rose energy, and clear and regroup and rejoin all of our intolerant pieces, our judgmental pieces, our prickly sides. So just nice deep breaths in with your nose and out with your mouth. So allow your awareness to move to your heart center. You can see it, visualize it, or feel it, or just know it. Bring yourself in. Bring yourself into the sacred space of your heart. And here's where we're going to ask for all of that pink energy of love, of the high ascended master, Mother Mary, bringing that rose pink energy. Have that swirling around your heart. Feel it and breathe it in and breathe it out. And
and just let this rose pink beautiful energy surround you and feel it expanding, sending it out wider than your heart, farther out from your body, above your crown, below your feet, until you're really in a gorgeous cocoon of this beautiful pink, ascended, full of love, full of forgiveness, and holding yourself in that gorgeous, gorgeous pink bubble. Call forth anything about you that you wish had been a little better, that you wanted to have done differently, that you might be a little bit ashamed about, that you coveted something, you were really angry about something, you were intolerant, jealous, whatever it is. And just bring it forward and put it down into obsidian. Float into the energy of this smoky mirror, an obsidian that can be the sharp arrow-like energy to take us to our target, to take us to our goal. Bring that energy in and let obsidian transmute it. Let those orphans of your soul be cleared and returned to your essence. Bring them one at a time. Maybe something else recurs to you. Oh yeah, you know, I had some road rage. I saw that woman waiting for the parking spot, but I cut in front of her and took it anyway. Whatever you wish you hadn't done that way, let obsidian transmute it. And as you're working that, feel the words of Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Every time something unsavory shows its face, hold it close and transmute it through obsidian. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And as you do that, you can feel the swirling pink rose quartz energy, feeling the love that Mother Mary was able to give even in the worst of times as her son was killed. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And one by one, just letting those orphans of our underworld bubble up, we own them. We hug them. We love them. And in the love, the energy is transmuted to our personal power, filling your space with love, clearing any of those prickly parts so that you can go out to the dawn more resilient, more ready to bring goodness to the world, more ready for your contribution. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Breathing in that beautiful rose energy and sending things through the obsidian portal for transmutation. Healing yourself by loving all your parts. Opening the crack to let the light in. Every piece of us is valuable. Every aspect of us has power. when we own it, it joins in that core forward current of our power and amplifies it. And breathing a few more minutes, letting the rose pink saturate all of your energy field, your cells, and feel it radiating out from your heart space. See if you can bring rose energy to your day, later today, tomorrow, the rest of the week. See if you could ask the energy of Mother Mary to come teach you how to transform through forgiveness and love. How can we change the world by adding our best selves, by bringing forward our best heart energy? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And with one nice deep breath, really searching, using obsidian to reflect our underworld back to us, finding your last parts that need to be owned, that need to be forgiven, that need to be loved. Finding them and bringing them in to this gorgeous circle. Remembering to always bring forward the rose pink of love and forgiveness, and always be willing to reflect the smoky mirror back to ourselves so that we can bring the orphans home. And absorb that quietly.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the hosts in this program and not KKNW. This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the south. Some early morning fog is blanketing most of Puget Sound. It'll burn off later on by this afternoon, of course. Other than that, we have a recent collision on Highway 99 southbound at the 1st Avenue South Bridge. There's a recent collision parking block in the two right lanes. Fire assistance, Seattle police have arrived on the scene and are taking care of that collision.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Kentucky has the most power outages across the nation as it recovers from storms that turned deadly. Around 130,000 are in the dark following the recent storm system that killed five people. Governor Andy Beshear said the victims included four men and one woman as wind speeds reached over 70 miles per hour. NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman, on the forecast for the rest of the country.
12 million Americans impacted by winter alerts in the West, Intermountain West, the Northern Plains, the Upper Midwest, into the Great Lakes, and then even into portions of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
A congressman from Indiana wants to stop shipments of waste from the Ohio train derailment to his state. At least three shipments have already arrived at a storage facility in Putnam County, west of Indianapolis. Now Republican Jim Baird wants the deliveries paused so crews can test exactly what hazardous materials are in them. Alex Murdoch has spent the first weekend of what will be the rest of his life behind bars. The disbarred and once wealthy South Carolina lawyer was found guilty of murder and weapons charges Thursday evening in connection with the 2021 deaths of his wife and son. Murdoch maintained his innocence throughout the proceedings. Nearly three dozen people could be facing charges in a violent protest at the construction site of Atlanta's new public safety training center. Blaine Alexander in Atlanta.
Officials say protesters burned construction vehicles and a trailer and set off fireworks toward officers stationed nearby.
This wasn't about a public safety training center. This was about anarchy, and this was about the attempt to destabilize.
Most of those involved were reportedly not from Atlanta. U.S. attorneys are asking the judge in the Tree of Life shooting case out of Pennsylvania to grant them permission to conduct a psychiatric evaluation for the suspect, Robert Bowers. He's accused of carrying out an anti-Semitic attack at the synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio. A celebration of life was held in Newark, New Jersey over the weekend for a councilwoman shot to death outside of her apartment on February 1st. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
There were hundreds of mourners at Bethany Baptist Church on Saturday, including Eunice Dormforth's 12-year-old daughter, Nicole.
Mom, your death left me in so much pain and sadness in my heart.
Dormforth's husband, Pastor Easy King, flew in from Nigeria for the funeral, which would have been Dormforth's 31st birthday. And the councilwoman's killer is still at large.
There are no answers yet as to how this happened, who's responsible, what was the motive.
That's former Sayreville Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who the family's hired as their lawyer.
Chris Rock is addressing the infamous Will Smith Oscar slap.
People like it didn't hurt. It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears.
Making history with Netflix's first ever live broadcast, Chris Rock selected outrage. Rock said anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face. He later went on to say he wasn't a victim and that you'll never see him on Oprah crying. Rock hasn't spoken out about the 2022 slap in interviews or on social media, but did on his comedy tour. Bruce Willis's wife is asking the paparazzi not to yell at him when they see the actor in public. Emma Heming Willis made the plea in a video posted on Instagram over the weekend and said people need to be more educated about those living with dementia. His wife said she knows the job of photographers is to get exclusives, but she asked them to keep their space from him. She said the woo-hooing and yippee-ki-yays don't do it and confuse Bruce. This comes after the Willis family recently announced his speaking disorder had progressed into a form of dementia. And chimneys are for fireplaces only. That's the message from police in Oklahoma's capital city yesterday after a woman was caught trying to gain access to a home through the chimney. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some colder temperatures again today. High temperatures around 45, 46 degrees. Along with that, clouds with scattered showers. Tonight, scattered showers and a little bit of mixed rain and snow showers in the higher elevations. Low temperatures dropping down to about 35. For Tuesday, we'll start the morning out with the mixed rain and snow showers. Then things will start to warm up and scattered showers. High temperatures around 50, 51. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures down to a crisp 34. For Wednesday, clouds with scattered showers, highs around 49.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. Welcome to another episode of Pharmacist on Call with your host, Dr. Sean Pruitt, community pharmacist of the world. And if you're listening to this program, I am your community pharmacist. All right, everyone, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. This is your one-hour forum where you get to ask questions about medication, health conditions, supplementation, what have you. So let's face it, your doctors are busy, your pharmacists are busy. They don't have time. But for this hour, I do. So call in with your questions and your comments. Rule number one. There are no stupid questions when it comes to your health, and chances are the question that you think is silly or mundane will actually wind up blessing someone else. This episode is sponsored by Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy, the pharmacy choice of the uninsured, located here in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you need to get in contact with us, give us a call at 615-562-6337. But right now, we're getting ready to get into your calls. And I want to extend condolences to the Champion family in Memphis, Tennessee, on the passing of Dr. Charles A. Champion, who was my mentor, my friend, my colleague, and a father figure. He is the reason that I took the focus that I did on going natural. So he, in fact, we're going to talk about him because he's a Black history figure, but see, we got to get through these calls. So we're going to get on Dr. Champion in a second, okay? Let's try to get through your calls first here. Pharmacist on call, let me help you. Hello? Hello? Pharmacist on call? Going once?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to help you.
Hello? Dr. Pruitt, happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you.
The question that I would like to ask you was what should your blood sugar be before meals and at bedtime? To keep my A1C down to 6.5 or lower.
Fasting blood sugar should be somewhere the range of it varies, so 70 to 110 or 70 to 120 is generally what you should be fasting with no food in your first thing in the morning. If it goes above that, then we kind of think that something is going on that's keeping your blood sugar high. So, but generally, first thing in the morning, you should be about 70 to 110, 60 to 110, somewhere in that range. After you've eaten something, I would expect your sugar to, and someone who doesn't have diabetes, maybe 160 to 200, two-hour postprandial or 2 hours after you've eaten, maybe 160 to 200, but it shouldn't be any higher than that. If you wake up and it's 250, then chances are you have diabetes. And that's a good question. We never get to talk about the normal range. And then your A1C, which she mentioned, is a test that measures how well you kind of have controlled your blood sugar or not controlled your blood sugar. It's a three-month average. Over the average of the last 3 months of how your blood sugars have been running, whether high or low, and kind of tells us, you know, whether you've had some spikes in there where you may be cheating during the holidays or something. So the normal range for that should be 4 to 6. Sometimes people get a little bit above that, and 6 and 6.5 to 7, and then we start looking at, you know, diagnosing diabetes at that point. So, very good question, ma'am. Are you diabetic?
Well, I am, but I'm not on medicine now, and I'm trying to keep from getting back on the metformin.
Okay.
Well. So that's the reason I'm trying to keep it down, but he wants my blood sugar, A1C, to be 6.5 or lower.
All right, we can get you there. We can get you there. Would you like a free bottle of beetroot juice?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Joanne.
You know, I thought that was your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Just hanging in there.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we got a bottle.
Trying to do the best I can. With,
okay.
So we won't put me back on medicine.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get together, Ms. Joanne. So stop by. Actually, this is my stunt double bottle, so we won't have any more beetroot juice here until Tuesday, okay? So stop in and get your free bottle. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Joanne.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, pharmacist on call. Let me help you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can help you.
Oh, hi. Happy birthday, ma'am. I was calling about my high blood pressure.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of the things that I can do to lower it.
To keep your blood pressure down?
Yes.
Okay. The first couple of things I recommend, eat a low-salt diet and plenty of exercise. Okay. Make sure that you're consuming plenty of alkaline water, at least an ounce for every half pound of body weight. And then our beetroot juice, the same thing that I recommended for Joanne. The good thing about it is it also helps with hypertension in addition to diabetes. Would you, ma'am, like a free bottle of beetroot juice?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
What's your name, ma'am?
Linda.
Linda, okay. All right, so you need to come by the pharmacy on Tuesday afternoon, and we will have your bottle ready. But that's what I recommend.
Okay.
Make sure you hold up on your sodium because that's going to push your blood pressure up. And then when you take the beetroot juice, what it does is it opens up your blood vessels so that your heart does not have to work as hard to get your blood pressure down. Are you currently on medication for blood pressure?
I am.
Okay. Well, you can pair this with your hypertension medication, and it will assist your medication in keeping your blood pressure stable.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about alkaline water.
Yeah, alkaline water. Which yes, ma'am. So that water is it's alkaline. But the thing is that the molecules are so small, it will keep your blood from being very thick and viscous, and that's the other reason your heart will have to pump because that dry, dehydrated blood is hard for the heart to move through the body. So we want to stay hydrated so that our blood flows smoothly. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me put you down for 1-2.
Okay.
All right. All right. You good, Ms. Linda?
I'm good. You said you put me down for 1 alkaline water?
Uh-uh, beetroot juice. The alkaline water is cheaper.
Okay.
You can buy that. Beetroot juice is higher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, pharmacist on call. Let me help you. Pharmacist on call. How may I help you?
Yes, Dr. Pert. Do you know of anything to take for thrush? Well, I guess it turned into that candidiasis now. I took 2 rounds of nystatin, and it's still not done any good.
Okay. Are you avoiding sugar?
Well, I don't eat a lot of sugar, no.
Now, how about bread?
Not a whole lot,
Okay, yeah, the yeast is going to take those things and feed off of it. And then in addition to that, I would do coconut oil, raw coconut oil. You can swish it around in your mouth and gargle with it and then take about, let's say about a tablespoonful of it. That may be a bit much. A teaspoonful of it a day.
A spoonful a day?
Yeah, a teaspoonful.
Teaspoonful?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you think that would take care of it?
Yeah, it helps with candida. So it has a compound in it called caprylic acid, and that is an antifungal.
Okay.
And for those, and sidebar, for those of you who are dealing with the herpes virus, it also has a compound in it called monolaurin, which inhibits the herpes virus. So, coconut oil.
Okay, thank you.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Would you like a container of coconut oil?
Well, I would, but I live in Lebanon, and I just had hip surgery, so I can't get out to come anywhere.
All right, well, I feel like we ought to give you something. So you call the – what's your name, ma'am?
Tina.
Tina?
Tina Camp, C-A-M-B.
Okay. All right, give me a call at the pharmacy, and we'll find out something for you to get. We'll just go through a list of what I have, of coconut oil and everything. Since you said you had hip surgery, maybe you'd like the hemp oil for chronic pain or something else, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll do then.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you. Living in Tennessee?
Thank you.
All righty. All right, guys, y'all stay right there. We're up on our first break. We will be right back.
If you suffer from high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and liver disease, organic beetroot juice can help you improve all of these medical conditions. This product is safe to take even if you're currently taking blood pressure and diabetes medication. This is our number one selling product and has been for years. This product is available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy in East Nashville and Pruitt's Pharmacy in Antioch. Lower your blood pressure today. Give us a call.
Protect yourself and your family with Dr. Pruitt's Potion. Dr. Pruitt's Potion feeds your immune system what it needs to keep you well. Available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy on Amazon.com. If you're too sick to get out, call us for delivery at 615-562-6337.
If you or someone you know suffers from chronic pain, arthritis, neuropathy, or carpal tunnel, stop by Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy for a free sample of Pharmacist Blends Hemp Lotion. Many of our customers report the pain relief starts in about 2 to 3 minutes. This product has zero THC. Not only is it a pain reliever, but it is also a beauty product that reportedly tones and tightens the skin. So feel great and look great with Pharmacist Blends Hemp Lotion, located at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy. Feed your immune system what it needs to protect you from viruses and their variants. I created this all-natural product in June of 2020 to support your immune system so that it can protect you from blood clots, breathing problems, body aches, coughs, and trouble sleeping at night because you're sick. Many patients have reported feeling better after the first dose. This product is available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy, Amazon.com, or if you're too sick to get out, call us for delivery, 615-562-6337.
I wanted to lose weight, but I needed something safe and effective that didn't require me to exercise. I asked my pharmacist, and they recommended I take Arsenia Cambogia. With so many brands out there, I wanted one I could trust. So I chose Pharmacist Blends 95% Pure Garcinia Cambogia Complex. It is actually formulated by a pharmacist, so I know that I'm getting quality. So get Pharmacist Blends Garcinia Cambogia. I trust my pharmacist, and so should you.
Protect yourself and your family with Dr. Pruitt's Potion. Dr. Pruitt's Potion feeds your immune system what it needs to keep you well.
This product is available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy, Amazon.com, or if you're too sick to get out, call us for delivery, 615-562-6337.
All right, welcome back to Pharmacist on Call. Your host, Dr. Sean Pruitt, Community Pharmacist of the World. We're going to get right back into your calls. So it looks like we've got Larry. Welcome to Pharmacist on Call. How may I help you?
Yes, Dr. Pruitt. How are you tonight?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. I ordered the beet juice and the THC.
Uh-huh.
The THC I can't take because it felt like it was pulling me down instead of up.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you that I do like the beet juice and stuff.
Okay. Okay. Now, you said the THC feel like it's pulling you down. It does relax you.
Yes.
Does relax you.
Now this is like maybe kind of making me sick at my stomach.
Oh, okay. Making you nauseous? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've got the medium size of it, and but I just wanted to let you know that I've used the beet juice.
Okay. Well, Larry, since you called, you're eligible for another one. Would you like another free beet juice or another product?
Well, like I said, I hurt all the time and everything. So I died 5 times in 27 days, and I've not been the same.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've got something special to send or the beet juice, whatever.
We'll put you down for a turmeric. And that is an anti-inflammatory that will cover inflammation throughout your body. And what you'll do is eat a little something and take 2 of those capsules every morning.
Okay. Now, I live in this part of Tennessee.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Then, I'm sure we've shipped to you before, haven't we?
Yes, we did. You shipped it to me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can get it out to you. What's your last name, Larry?
It's Sleep. A-T-N-S-L-E-Y.
Okay. All right. Let's put you down to ship in here. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Larry.
I appreciate you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Doc.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye. Okay. Let's see here. Lainey, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you. Hello, Lainey?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Mamie.
Yes, I was wondering if you were talking to me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking right at you through the TV.
Okay. You know when you turn the volume down on the TV, you can't hardly hear through the phone real good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand. What's your question?
I wanted to know if it was possible. First, I want to say happy birth month.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I wanted to know if I could get, I have blood pressure problems and diabetes, and I was wondering if I could get the beet root juice.
You absolutely can. So let's, now are you local where you could come pick it up?
No, I'm in Clarksville, and I don't drive.
Okay. Well, you give us a call tomorrow. Well, give us a call Tuesday so that we can get your information to ship out to you, okay?
Okay. I've tried calling you, and I can't seem to get you. Couldn't talk to you because I wanted to ask you something about COVID, and I never could get you.
Yeah, because I had I float around to some of my other locations. I have 4 locations.
I can't think. I talked one time to a man, and then I talked to a lady one time, but I didn't get a call back or anything. So
I will be there all day tomorrow, so if you still have a COVID question, give me a call.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. Anytime tomorrow, you close at 6?
Yeah, 9 to 6. Mm-hmm.
9 to 6, okay.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you, ma'am.
And you were out of the beetroot juice when I called, and, you know, I never did, couldn't communicate back and forth, like, and never did,
Ma'am,
you know what I'm talking about?
I had 40 bottles come in last Tuesday. Thursday, it was gone. So I've got 40 more coming.
Okay, okay. And that'll be Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am, Tuesday afternoon.
But you want me to call tomorrow?
No, well, for your question about COVID, but call Tuesday to get your shipment.
Okay, okay. I appreciate that so much.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you.
You be safe. God bless.
Ma'am. Most definitely. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we got Peggy. Welcome to Pharmacy Phone Call. Let me help you.
Yes, sir. This is Peggy.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
And I have a...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a question regarding blood pressure medication.
Okay.
Propranolol, ER, extended release, 60 milligrams.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, does that have a side effect of possibly making your A1C and your diabetes readings altered from what they normally would be?
Yes, it's a beta blocker, and beta blockers do tend to do that. So those of you who are on metoprolol or atenolol, one of the side effects is that it may increase your blood sugars. So, yes, you're absolutely correct.
So it increases, it doesn't decrease?
Oh, well, I think it increases. I think it increases your blood sugar.
Okay, because my A1C is like 5-something, so I'm still okay if it...
Yeah, I mean, you're in the range of 4 to 6.
Right. Mm-hmm. If it increases, then, you know, I'm okay. I was just concerned about it decreasing.
No. I would expect it to increase.
Okay.
Blocker, yeah.
Okay.
What are you thinking for your diabetes?
I have not been diagnosed as diabetic, but I had just read on some of the medicine, and I had diabetes in my family,
mm-hmm.
a family history, so I try to keep a check on it to be sure. And when I read this, I thought, I need to be sure and keep up with this.
Well, yeah, it sounds like, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, and keep a check on it
mm-hmm.
and everything. So I'm not diagnosed as diabetic or anything. Like I said, it was 5-something. I don't remember in December when I went back for my annual.
Yeah, you're good. You're in that 4 to 6 range where we want you to be.
Yes, sir.
Even on the medication. So, no, you wouldn't be someone who would be at risk. If you were diabetic and taking it, I would expect your sugars to be higher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good.
Now.
Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on, because you're entitled to a free gift of some sort. So would you like something to address the blood pressure, to assist your propranolol, or would you like something else? Or would you need to give me a call and say, hey, I thought about it, and out of all this stuff up there, could you let me have whatever for free? Or are you just good and you're going to bless somebody else with a free gift?
Well, do you ship the stuff?
We do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your number to give you a call, and I'll give your office a call tomorrow.
Okay, you have to wait until the end of the show. The producer will put that up on the screen.
Okay.
While holding your hand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fine.
Okay.
And like the ladies have told you, happy birthday.
All right, thank you, Ms. Peggy.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Let's see who we got next here. All right. Trina, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Dr. Pruitt, hi.
Hey.
My question is, how long should a person be on the beetroot juice before they see results?
If you have hypertension, you will see the first time that you take it, you will see it within about an hour or so, maybe 30 minutes to an hour. And that's why it became so popular, because I had a group of truckers trying to get their DOT licenses, and they were failing even though they were on medication. So they all took a shot of this right about an hour or so before their exams. Everybody passed on the first dose. So I would expect on the first dose, your A1C is a 3-month average, so I would imagine that may take, I guess, that 3 months to get your A1C down. Your fasting blood sugars, I would expect them to go down maybe like a week or so. You should notice it start to go down. It may even be less than that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just depends. Different things. So if you or a person has pancreatitis and or liver disease, I would expect that maybe to start seeing some improvement in a couple of weeks to a month. particularly if you're having, I guess, like pain in either one, then that may be the same day. So it just depends on the condition because beetroot juice works on so many things.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. That's my question.
Well, hold on, Trina. Would you like something for free?
Well, the beetroot juice.
Okay, we will get you the beetroot juice now. Come on Tuesday. Don't be over there harassing my staff tomorrow and mad at them because we don't have it. So everybody,
okay.
Come on Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's see, we got Tier. Jennifer, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Yeah, so just turning my television on, and I was caught a part of the conversation that you were having about the high blood and diabetes and about this beetroot juice. I wanted to find out more about it, if any way I can.
Sure. So this beetroot juice that I'm talking about is, right here. And what it does is for hypertension, it opens up your blood vessels so that your heart does not contract as hard and the blood flows through easily. For your pancreas, which is where the problem is with diabetes, it gives the pancreas what it needs so it can begin to function properly. And then again, for those of you who have liver disease, like I mentioned previously, it has a compound called betaine, which helps detoxify and heal the liver.
Okay, so how can I purchase and receive this?
Well, since you called in and asked a question about it, you're going to get it for free. Are you in the Nashville area?
Yes.
Then stop by on Tuesday, and we will get you, have your bottle sitting there waiting for you, okay?
Where is the location?
You got to wait to the end of the show. So then you got to wait. Yes, ma'am.
No.
All right, thank you for your call, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. All righty, everyone stay right there. We're up on a second break. We will be right back. Keep those calls coming.
Protect yourself and your family with Dr. Pruitt's Potion. Dr. Pruitt's Potion feeds your immune system what it needs to keep you well. Available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy on Amazon.com. If you're too sick to get out, call us for delivery at 615-562-6337.
If you suffer from high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and liver disease, organic beetroot juice can help you improve all of these medical conditions. This product is safe to take even if you're currently taking blood pressure and diabetes medication. This is our number one selling product and has been for years. This product is available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy in East Nashville and Pruitt's Pharmacy in Antioch. Lower your blood pressure today. Give us a call. If you or someone you know suffers from chronic pain, arthritis, neuropathy, or carpal tunnel, stop by Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy for a free sample of Pharmacist Blend Hemp Lotion. Many of our customers report the pain relief starts in about 2 to 3 minutes. This product has zero THC. Not only is it a pain reliever, but it is also a beauty product that reportedly tones and tightens the skin. So feel great and look great with Pharmacist Blend Hemp Lotion, located at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy. Feed your immune system what it needs to protect you from viruses and their variants. I created this all-natural product in June of 2020 to support your immune system so that it can protect you from blood clots, breathing problems, body aches, coughs, and trouble sleeping at night because you're sick. Many patients have reported feeling better after their first dose. This product is available at Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy, Amazon.com, or if you're too sick to get out, call us for delivery, 615-562-6337.
All right, welcome back to Pharmacy Phone Call. Your host, Dr. Sean Pruitt, Community Pharmacist of the World. Did want to mention another set of condolences, extending my condolences to the Westbrook family in Memphis, Tennessee, on the passing of their matriarch, Ms. Frances Westbrook. So condolences to Ms. Latrice and everyone else down there. Really enjoyed Ms. Frances. So sorry to see her go. All right, we're going to get right back into your calls. Looks like we've got Mr. Willie. Welcome to Pharmacy Phone Call. Let me help you.
Yes, Dr. Pruitt.
Yes, sir.
I have trouble with my blood pressure, and I take metformin sometimes, make my head hurt. Sometimes when I take it, sometimes I take it twice a day, but they say I'm borderline.
Diabetes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I would recommend beetroot juice for you. And probably some alkaline water to make sure that you are properly hydrated.
Okay.
Are you in the Nashville area?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then stop by the pharmacy on Tuesday for a bottle of beetroot juice, and then I'll kind of talk to you about how to take it and all of that. And then some other things do as well that we can use to control our blood sugars and our blood pressures, chiefly reducing sodium intake. Guys, I want y'all to understand, because I know you all sitting there telling me, but Dr. Pruitt, I don't put extra salt on my food. You don't have to, because when you eat a lot of processed foods, it already comes pre-salted. Hamburger helper, all these other good things that we love to eat, they're already inundated with sodium, and so we have to watch it because that sodium is snuck in there through many of the foods that we eat. Okay, guys? All right. All right, Mr. Willie.
Happy birthday, Steve.
All right, thank you, sir. All right. Stop by on Tuesday.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Okay. Pharmacist on call, and they help you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
My big old fat Valentine's Day present. And I also need to let you know that you have once again neglected one of your niece's birthdays. You remembered your cousin, but you didn't remember your niece, Jordan Marissa, who was born on the same day.
Who? You said Jordan? Oh,
I know you're
born in February.
Larissa,
yes. Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Jordan. Sorry about that. Okay, what is your question, ma'am?
Right now. Yes. I need some beetroot juice.